There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scene. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Grim fool of Asher on the 45. Well, it's a grim fool of Asher on the 45.
I'm a bit thrilled now because I'm off to meet what I thought were one of Leicester's most successful bands, one of their most successful musicians. Actually, that's not the case. Tejinder Singh, the lead singer, is actually from Wolverhampton, but is so strongly associated with this town, with Leicester. What he does is represent great music, and in my eyes and ears, I think Corner Shop and Tejinder are the quintessential British rock group. I never realised you weren't from Leicester. I always assumed Corner Shop were a Leicester band and you were a Leicester man. That's not the case though, is it?
No, because we've had members from lots of different cities. We always say that we're from every city. Leicester was where my brother was living. It also seemed a lot more easygoing, maybe because I was born there, than Wolverhampton. But Leicester, I really liked it. It was mixed.
The Asher mentioned in Brimful of Asher, obviously Asher Bosley, the most recorded playback singer of all time. I mean, if you don't believe in angels, you only need to listen to a bit of Asher Bosley to realise that she's angelic the way she sings. Did that come out of Leicester, that song?
I think it came out of a lot of different places. Asher is a lovely name. It's very rounded. It starts with an A, it finishes with an A. It's very easy for people to assimilate.
I mean, it may not be obvious to non-Sikh or non-Punjabi listeners of your music, but your Sikhism, your Punjabiness is all over your music, one way or another. Okay, I'm going to fess up now. There are a handful of songs in my life that have made me cry and continue to make me cry. And Jalandhar Sher, 6 AM, makes me cry pretty much every time I hear it.
Yeah, that's nice.
To write a song in Punjabi with Punjabi instrumentation but in a very Western production sound.
In terms of crossover, the vocals are still sort of distorted, and that's what keeps the Punjabi element to it, and very much is aligned with Sikh temples that we used to go to, and that was a big part of my life. So as much as one, even at the age of 18, stops thinking too much of religion, you can't really shake that away.
Penny's just dropped because I just completely understood the vocal production sound on Jalandhar Sher is, I should just say this to you, right, Sikh temple in Glasgow, which we're actually visiting in programme 3. They used to tannoy the music all the way around, properly tannoy, crackly tannoy. That is the sound of the vocal on Jalandhar Sher. Mm. It's the sound of a devotional singer in the Sikh temple.
ਸਦੀ ਚ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਰੱਖੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੀਏ ਇਕਤਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾ ਸਹੀ ਰਸਤੇ ਤੇ ਬੋਲ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀ ਕਰੀਏ
Corner Shop is something a lot of us have spent our lives running away from, and you seem to run at it, embrace it, and call yourself Corner Shop.
At the time, it was something that could identify what was a common moniker for terracotta people.
For me, the thing about Corner Shop, I was never able to describe to people what the sound was. I just ended up going, no, listen to this. That will tell you what it is. But actually, reflecting on it with a bit more age and hopefully a little bit more wisdom, it seems like you are the quintessential British group.
Well, it has been mentioned that, and those words have been used. I don't know. I mean, it's very nice.
Do you feel British?
Oh no, I don't feel British. Again, it's informed from how you were brought up and what was going on around you, and the times that one was growing up was quite racist, and so that has etched into my brain, and that's how I'll go.
It's interesting. I talk about the word home. Home is for people like you and me, the children of immigrants. Mm. Home is a moving target, because I absolutely hear what you're saying, and I know what you're saying about not being made to feel at home here, being made to feel like an outsider, and then going to the Punjab on holiday as a kid and kind of going, my stomach thinks my skin's white. Do you know what I mean? I get ill the way white people get ill because that's what I'm... So I was never at home in either place.
Yeah.
The kind of nomadic existence kind of spiritually. I don't know if you knew what you were doing, but you were paving the way for a generation behind you, and you were allowing us to feed off a little bit of your cool and allowing us to have street cred when, frankly, we didn't deserve any of that. So, I mean, oh, seriously.
God. No, well, I appreciate that.
It's all right. And you love the share, top 20 track of all time.
Jai Jai.